Hey, hey, Jennifer Jimenez here, and just wanted to give you a little shout out. I am so thrilled to be on this journey with you. It is day two, and I just think yesterday was just on fire. It is one of my absolute favorite things to come together with like-minded souls for a singular purpose to really help unlock and unleash your absolute next level potential, to give you some of my best tools to really help you identify these core beliefs that no longer serve you, install new empowering beliefs that you will have for a lifetime, and really incredible tools that are the small hinges that really swing a big door. And one of those is having a crystal clear vision that we worked on yesterday, really knowing what is your North Star. In my first motivational message, I talked about your why, you know, really understanding what's going to drive you, especially when the going gets tough, especially when that self-saboteur is rearing its head, trying to get you to not stay the course, you know, on this challenge. So you're going to want to really get clear on what is your deeper core values. What is your why? Having at least some big rocks, some major ideas around the vision. And probably one of the most important pro tips around vision is putting the how on hold. That self-saboteur is going to try to talk you out of even creating the vision, right? So we want to pause all the excuses and all the reasons why you can't make it happen. Just let yourself dream, you know, like when you were a kid. One of my favorite things that we are doing in this challenge is really busting the myths, you know, those lies we've been told all our lives about how we're not measuring up and why we're not good enough and that we have to change something about ourselves to really shine our light and to unlock our creative gifts and talents and the genius that you are. You are so important. You have creative gifts that are yours, and all these old, stale, false stories that aren't true about you, these ways of being that are ready to be shed and just completely obliterated, right, into the new, more vibrant, confident, expressed version of you that is just waiting to be born. One of my favorite things in this work is watching women as they come in. And so many clients I work with when they first start out, it's if you imagine like a bouquet or a garden, you know, and some women, when they come, you know, the garden's pretty overgrown. There's rocks, there's weeds. You can't really even see the flowers. And we start pulling the weeds. Those are looking at the disempowering beliefs that no longer serve them and tossing out the rocks, the old stories. And we plant some new seeds, you know, some new empowering beliefs. But it takes some time to nurture. You know, we need the sunlight and the love and the water and the, you know, moist soil. And then all of a sudden, spring comes around and the flowers begin to bloom. And you literally see this woman just take bloom, like just before your eyes, the color and the vibrancy. And, you know, it's almost like literally the color comes back into her skin and she comes alive. Or if you imagine receiving flowers, you know, like a bouquet of flowers and the petal, the buds are tight, you know, and the flowers haven't bloomed. And then just with a little bit of water and some nurturing, boom, all of a sudden this bouquet blossoms. And that really very much is what it feels like to do this kind of work, is with the right environment, with safety, with nurturing, with the right messages and some tools that can really be a catapult for you. You can see this experience, and it can happen even in just a few days inside of this challenge. Some really big ahas and awarenesses can be life-changing for you. So my encouragement is to show up for yourself, to really stare down the voices that want to dissuade you from doing the work or opening the workbook or coming live, that you say, no, that was the old me. The new me is showing up for myself. I'm making myself a priority. I'm putting a wedge in my life to make this important, because if you don't make it a non-negotiable, as we all know, other things that feel more pressing but really aren't in the end, you know, you need you. Everyone that relies on you needs you to be energized, vibrant, and full of life, because you will have that much more to give to those that you love. So day two really is about identifying what's been keeping you stuck and finding, learning, and discovering some tools to really rewire those old ways. So I so look forward to connecting with you today. Be sure to hop on live, or for any reason you can't, of course, we'll be posting the replay as soon as we can. All righty. We'll see you soon. Bye for now.